Kamon Robertson, KAMONEROBERTSON, date of service 5/28/2025. Patient reports for follow-up visit, date of birth 8/8/1979, date of accident 3/14/2025. The patient was involved in a frontal collision as a restaurant driver, leading to various episodes of injuries, including abrasion and contusions of the face and ongoing pain in the area of the neck, mid-back, lower back, left shoulder, headaches. Headaches are present to the front and the left and the right temple to the tune of 7. Pain in the neck and the mid-back and lower back is to the tune of 8. Headaches are in the left knee has improved to the tune of 4. The left shoulder pain is around 7-8 and is very painful on lifting beyond 100 degrees of abduction. Forward flexion. The patient reports weakness of the left arm and is dropping phones and dinner plates. He has not passed out or any seizures or any loss of balance or any hospitalization. The patient has been doing reasonably well. He's complaining a lot of pain. He could never get the pain medication approved by the pharmacy. Was having some struggle. Overall, at this time, patient has a pain level which is 10. ADLs are affected 10. Patient reports 0% relief in his condition. Please review the records for ADLs, for system review, for the additional issues and substance abuse and compliance history. In the physical examination, blood pressure is found to be 128/112, pulse 84, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit dated 5/22/2025. Dictation number is 0524-008. Plan. After reviewing the maps and the previous labs, we found patient to be in compliance. He is provided with the following medication, which is Percocet, 10/325, every 12 hours, 15 days. 30 tablets are provided. Voltaren Gel, 100 gram, PRN for the left shoulder is provided. Patient remains stable. He'll be seen in 15 days. His MRIs have been reviewed, and he has been advised that he may benefit from injections to the infraspinatus and supraspinatus tendons, as well as the AC ligament and deltoid trapezius muscle contusions that are found in the MRIs. Further, he will benefit from CESI, TESI, and LESI injections on a periodic basis to bring further relief. The patient is making up his mind, and this more will be discussed, and once he agrees with this, he will be scheduled for these procedures. Thank you.